I get this out of the Tulsa World years ago. Michael Gubser's take-home comfort food became a part of your store.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
Well, I'd known Michael for a long time. His mother was an outstanding cook and chef. I think she wrote several cookbooks, but Michael prepared kind of the old-fashioned comfort food. One day, I took him out to lunch, and I said, why don't you come to work for us, and we'll work something out. So he was with us for, I can't remember how long, I'm going to say about 10 years. He did these meals for us, and we called him Gourmet Express. It was kind of funny, when I first started working with him, he would say, okay, here's my product, and the name of it is chili. I'd say, Michael, that's too plain. And he'd say, well, it's just chili. How do you jazz that up? So I told him, I said, we're going to call it Chuck Wagon Chili because we're using ground chuck in it. And I wanted people to know that we were using ground chuck instead of ground beef. It was kind of funny, but he was really good at preparing the product. And then we ended up, when he retired, we took that over ourselves and kept on going with it.
Was that frozen dinners then?
Oh, no, it was fresh.
Did you have a TV dinner? Did he do a TV dinner? Or
he didn't. You know, back in the old days, I mean, you're talking like the 50s and 60s in my mind when you say TV dinner. I remember those.
Swanson's,
exactly. Those never sold very well for us.
And we should say the Swanson family owned KRMG for,
well, that's right.
For many, many years.
And I knew Gary Swanson. He was quite a guy.
Probably a customer of yours, as a matter of fact.
He was, and a friend. His wife, a customer, too.
Yeah. We're talking here on April 4th, 2016. What day did the store close for good?
We checked out our last customer January 31st, 2016.
How tough was that when you closed the door that night?
It was tough. During the liquidation, you know, of course, like anybody going out of business, we had a big sale and all this. We were so busy doing all that and talking to customers and answering questions. I didn't have time to think about it as much. But yeah, when that last day rolled around and you began to see all the vacant space in the store, which I would never have stood for, of course, as an operator. It got to me, but nothing lasts forever.
And your employees that were with you on that day.
Yes, that was a sad thing. And I'll tell you this, I met with our employees and I told them what was happening. Not one employee jumped ship and left early.
Because you told them,
they all
stayed. How far out did you tell them?
About a month. And they stayed with us until the end. And I was so flattered and grateful to them for that.
Boy, that's loyalty.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's great. So then, for the sake of history, the store is closed because you aren't able to renew your contract with Utica Square and Helmreich & Payne. Tell us why that happened.
Well, I'm not at liberty to tell the whole story, but I think they have alternative plans for that building.
Well, it certainly started when Miss Jackson's was announced that it was closing. But were you always on the same tier of that? We knew Miss Jackson's was going, but we didn't know for sure about you.
Well, that's right. The Miss Jackson's decision was made earlier. And of course, we should say to those listening that Helmreich & Payne owned Miss Jackson's at the end.
Right.
They bought it from the Fisher family. So they had complete control of that building and that space. That decision was made a little earlier. And then we finally mutually agreed that we would close.
We should say, Walt Helmreich, it was very important for him to keep the ownership of Miss Jackson's local. And he was afraid that some big conglomeration was going to come in and buy it. And to my visiting with him, that was his decision to buy that, just to keep it the way it was.
Yes, that's pretty much it. There's another factor there, too, that he felt Miss Jackson's was a good tenant and brought people into Utica Square, and he felt like it would be very detrimental for them to close. That was part of it, and then the other part was what you said.
Mm-hmm. So when you write the words, today is the final day of our sale, we will close our doors permanently at 6 p.m., Thank you, Tulsa, for 71 wonderful years. Our loyal customers and dedicated employees have made our company what it is today. We are honored to have been associated with you and your families for so many special occasions and memories. And those were your closing words to the closing of the store.
Yes, and I sat in front of my computer and composed that myself. So it was very heartfelt, and that was the final message.
Yeah. Was there some part of you that, since business was tough, that you thought, you know what, maybe this is okay? If you hadn't been told to close, would it just gone on forever and ever? Or was there a time in your mind, I wonder if we can make it?
Yes. I used to think that all the time, John.
Right. But even
definitely that was part of it. My age was part of it. You know, I'm 68 years old, which I don't feel old, but it's a young man's business. It's very physical. You know, Maureen, her carrying on that catering business, that would have been so demanding on her. And we had come to rely upon that as a major part of our business, at least an important part of our business. All those factors came into play. So I'm not unhappy with where we are. I just look back over the years and I'm so grateful to all the people, the customers, the employees, the vendors, friends. I mean, it's just been an amazing career.
And gave you a good lifestyle as well.
Yes.
I know the media has been asking you questions about what happens to Scott and family and company from here on in. On this date, do you know if you will open elsewhere? Do you have the energy for it? Do you have any plans? You're 68, but you're very young.
Well, you know, I have a vision. I have a passion for such a thing. As I joked the other day, I've been besieged by offers from people, but it's all with my money and no one else's money. So until someone actually writes the check, then I'm not sure if we're going to go forward. We don't have any plans to do anything right now, but it is a possibility.
Because as our downtown has become more and more vibrant and people are actually living downtown, which they hadn't been in the 80s, 90s, here we are in 2016, maybe there's core for a grocery store there because there isn't one downtown.
Well, I think there is. It's a question of timing and location and the size of the store. And most all the activity that I mentioned a minute ago about people making offers and proposals to us, that's been around downtown.
Okay.
So something's going to happen there soon.
If it's not you, it's going to be somebody
right,
else.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And you don't feel energized enough to say, boy, we have to be downtown. We have to be there. We have to open another store.
If we did it, I think that would be where I would love to do it because, you know, I'm a native Tulsan. I remember shopping downtown with my mom at Seidenbach's and Vandiver's and Renberg's and all these places. I would love to be in downtown, but we don't have any plans to do anything right now.
As you look back, what do you think? It's been fun. It's been good. What would you surmise to this point? You have another 68 years to live. So, you know, as you look back and what it's given to you, your military record was just so honorable. And now this great grocery store has come to an end. But you look back, what are some of your words that you would describe all that?
I just feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I've done. It's been a wonderful career, and the one thing I've never been able to do because I've been so busy all the time is just enjoy some of the simple things of life. So many of my employees said to me, for the first time in my life, I'm going to enjoy Christmas. And I know what they mean by that. You know, I would just stagger in the midnight mass, you know, exhausted on Christmas Eve. That's one goal, is to spend more time with my family and grandchildren and hobbies and projects. So I'm looking forward to that, but I'm still not ruling out a return.
Yeah.
Kind of like a heavyweight fighter, I guess. You know,
you
retire, but then they make you come back.
Because you feel you have the energy for it.
Yeah. I think I do have the energy for it.
Right. Well, Petty's has always had a wonderful image and reputation in this town. It has never, ever changed. One thing I've always heard about Scott Petty, everybody says, oh, he's a really nice guy.
Well, I hope that came from your lovely wife, Margaret. She was a classmate of mine.
Yeah, but beyond that, people around the community have said that about you.
Well, thank you.
People enjoyed shopping for your products, but also for your personality and the strength of the personality of your people as well. Thanks for sharing this. There's going to be a lot of people who will enjoy hearing the story of Petty's Fine Foods.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.